Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A decision has been made to carry on regardless, but could WWE still move WrestleMania? We will talk on that and how their decision affects the greater wrestling world. For Tuesday, March the 17th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. So, last night, WWE made the following announcements on their social platforms. In coordination with local partners and government officials, WrestleMania and all related events in Tampa Bay will not take place. However, WrestleMania will still stream live on Sunday, April the 5th at 7 p.m. Eastern on WWE Network and be available on pay-per-view. Only essential personnel will be on the closed set at WWE's training facility in Orlando, Florida, to produce WrestleMania. For the first time in 14 years, WrestleMania will not be held in a stadium. I think that's a worthy factoid to put in there. But for the first time in history, WWE will host WrestleMania from the Performance Center. That is the state of play this morning. This was one of a couple of ideas and rumors that have been floating around since last week. It was kind of one of the more chaotic, evil rumors that we had heard. We joked about it on the news videos on the YouTube channel. We talked about it on this podcast, the idea of the biggest event of the year being held at the Performance Center. Surely not. Well, that's the plan. That's the thing. That announcement was made just moments before Monday Night Raw started. A lot of people believe that Vince McMahon should have come out and spoken at the start of Raw. Saw a few people tweeting, including our very own Jen from Cultaholic. Cancel WrestleMania to my face, Vince, said Jen on Twitter. And yeah, I kind of feel like that could have maybe been addressed more on Monday Night Raw. Maybe, I don't know. We'll talk about how this affects the greater wrestling world in a little while. But some of the WWE stars have commented on WWE moving WrestleMania to the Performance Center. Paige has said, I can imagine it being frustrating for a lot of the fans that won't be able to entertain to attend this now. But it's an incredible move from WWE, still wanting to push through and entertain you guys to the best of their ability in such circumstances. Love my WWE family. Sasha Banks has said, it breaks my heart to know that fans won't be able to attend WrestleMania. They aren't just there to watch the show. They're a part of it. But priority number one is everyone's health. So on April the 5th, we will do our very best to put on a show worthy of our fans. It's what you deserve. Shayna Baszler tweets, my first WrestleMania moment will be perfect. No one in the arena to dampen the sound of tendons ripping and bones cracking and snapping as I become the Raw Women's Champion and usher in a new era. And CM Punk gave us all a laugh, I think, that we needed, tweeting, well, that's one way to make sure Roman finally gets not booed and nobody chants for me. So that was the state of play up until an hour or so ago, until Fight Oracle sent out a series of tweets that call the idea of WrestleMania at the Performance Center into question. Now, Fight Oracle has a good track record when it comes to behind-the-scenes goings-on at WWE, and he sent out the following on Twitter. Huge WrestleMania rumor. WrestleMania will not happen from the PC in Orlando. Why? WWE insurance policy says they have a duty to mitigate damages. In this case, that means finding a new venue. WWE announced the Performance Center as the new venue with intent to satisfy the requirements of the insurance policy. The thought is the city of Orlando will shut down the WrestleMania event from the PC. At this point, WWE will have shown they tried their best to move the event, to, i.e. to mitigate damages, and they get paid by their insurer. WWE will look to stage WrestleMania on June the 7th, and Madison Square Garden is targeted. Of course, everything is fluid. Everything at this point is a rumor until Kennedy McMahon makes the call. It just doesn't make sense to run WM from the PC. Just part of the insurance claim process. That comes from Fight Oracle on Twitter. Interesting series of tweets from Fight Oracle. Some of it kind of does ring true. We'll keep an eye on this one. Absolutely, we will. But as it stands for now, brace yourselves for a very unusual WrestleMania experience from the Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. PWInsider.com reached out to the WWE, inquiring about the status of some of their other shows over WrestleMania weekend. Just to clarify, the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony and NXT TakeOver, from according to WWE, will now not take place as previously scheduled. We will share further details as they become available. So it's either going to be a case of NXT TakeOver and the Hall of Fame potentially coming out of the Performance Center as well. One school of thought is that they could potentially move the NXT show and the Hall of Fame to be a part of a bumper SummerSlam weekender in August as a way to kind of make up for it and put on the show that they'd really want to put on. But we'll see what WWE chooses to do. And it also goes without saying, this comes from PW Insider and numerous other places, that WrestleMania access is off. Yeah, that I mean, one of the places where WrestleMania access was due to take place from was one of the places where there was a confirmed case of coronavirus. So it doesn't surprise me that they are shutting access down as well. Through it all, on Raw last night from the Performance Center, they added another match to the WrestleMania card. Seth Rollins will take on Kevin Owens on the 5th of April as part of WrestleMania, as we say, presumably from the Performance Center. The show now looks like the following. The Undertaker versus AJ Styles, that was confirmed last night. Rhea Ripley taking on Charlotte Flair for the NXT Championship. Edge and Randy Orton is going to be a last man standing match. We're basing this on the challenge that Edge threw down on Raw last night. Bray Wyatt versus John Cena. Becky Lynch defends her Raw Women's Championship against Shayna Baszler. Bill Goldberg takes on Roman Reigns for the Universal title. And Brock Lesnar defends his WWE title against Drew McIntyre. I can't imagine many more matches being added to the card now, because it's one thing to have a two and a half hour wrestling show from the Performance Center, a 7 hour one from an empty Performance Center. It's all too weird. Next week on Monday Night Raw, which, as we understand, will come out of the Performance Center, Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre are scheduled to be a part of the show to build to their match. Randy Orton scheduled to appear there as well to accept Edge's challenge to a last man standing match. So business continues for WWE in the light of other sporting and entertainment bodies shutting shop for several weeks, possibly several months. WWE perseveres and continues to put on wrestling shows from their Performance Center, potentially looking as if it's the home of WrestleMania 36. Obviously, this decision from WWE has a knock-on effect with independent shows that were traveling for WrestleMania. Game Changer Wrestling's The Collective. So these are the guys that were putting on a whole series of WrestleMania shows over WrestleMania week. These are shows like Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, Joey Janela's Spring Break 4, Effie's Big Gay Brunch, Warhausen's WrestleMania, many others under that banner as well. They have all been postponed to a future date. They're offering refunds, but are also hoping many keep their tickets for the rescheduled dates for the events. That is all we know about those for now. Gabe Sapolsky has announced that Evolve and their various events over WrestleMania week are also postponed indefinitely. They're going to reach out to ticket holders from this morning to offer refunds. So that means shows, this all kind of falls under the WWN Wrestle Expo banner. So the WWN Super Show, Evolve 150, Progress and WXW aren't happening now over WrestleMania week. WrestleCon have officially cancelled their event shortly after the announcement regarding WrestleMania. And they shared an email from the Marriott Hotel, the venue for WrestleCon. And it's an email that has got the backup of quite a few people. So WrestleCon approached the Marriott Hotel, who were going to host WrestleCon, about exercising the impossibility clause in the contract that they signed. And the Marriott sent the following back to WrestleCon. I sincerely appreciate your communication today regarding your client, HighSpots/WrestleCon 2020, cancellation due to the impossibility clause of our agreement. We are respectfully in disagreement with your client's position. It is neither illegal nor impossible for WrestleCon 2020 to occur as previously agreed. I further add that Marriott International's cancellation and refund policy extends exclusion for groups booked during periods with special events restrictions or peak demands. WrestleCon 2020 is a special event booked over heavy demand dates. Since our hotel is prepared to perform as agreed, your client's cancellation will cause damages to the hotel. The liquidated damages due the hotel is 80% of total revenue owed the hotel, or $114,202. So, in summary, the Marriott are claiming that WrestleCon could still hold the event, and by them cancelling, they are reneging on the agreement and will have to pay massive costs to the hotel. This is because whilst big events have been discouraged across Tampa and Florida, they haven't been cancelled. A similar situation to here in the UK, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson discouraged people from going to theatres, pubs and restaurants, but didn't outright tell them to shut. So there is no sort of insurance policy for doing so. It's a similar kind of thing. It's the Marriott playing absolute silly buggers. Chris Jericho was the one that got this a lot of attention. He tweeted to WrestleCon, "No court in the world would force you to pay this bill. And if we go into citywide lockdowns, they won't have a leg to stand on anyway. In the meantime, shame on you, Marriott, for taking this stance in such an uncertain time. I have tons of fans who feel the same way." We'll end on a statement from AEW, who say, "Until further notice, live episodes of Dynamite will be produced at closed set locations with essential personnel only. We appreciate your understanding, as the safety and well-being of our fans and talent is always our top priority. We will continue to closely monitor this evolving situation related to COVID-19 and be guided by government officials, health organizations, and venue management." So AEW doing something very similar to WWE, trying to continue business as normal under restricted circumstances. Keep an eye on AEW's Twitter if you've got tickets booked for upcoming episodes of Dynamite. They're putting loads of information about each event as we get closer to it, and hopefully it should be of some support to you if you were planning to go to Dynamite. So that is the state of play regarding WrestleMania. The decision that we have been waiting for a good week or so has finally come down. And in summary, WrestleMania will be from the Performance Center this year, by the looks of things. This is a very, very strange time. And that is where we're going to end it today for Cultaholic Wrestling News. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel in a short while, you'll see a news video featuring myself and Adam Pacitti. We've got a little something to say about how Cultaholic will run over the next couple of weeks. I want to reassure you that we are still going to be creating wrestling content, all right? We're not going away. It might look slightly different, but we'll tell you more about it in the news video in a short while. But I don't want you to stress, we're not going away. There is still very much a Cultaholic thing, all right? All right, we're still here. Just giving you a heads up, all right? Cool. On the podcast feed a little bit later on today, Matthew's back for a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. We are watching every old episode of WWF SmackDown, and we are watching the first episode of the new millennium featuring a roulette wheel and the rise of Rikishi. We'll do that in a bit. With regards to the podcast as well, expect some new podcasts over the next couple of weeks. I've got some big projects in mind that I can't wait to share with you on the Cultaholic podcast feed very, very soon. And stay with Cultaholic.com for regular updates on everything WrestleMania as we head towards what is going to be one of the wildest WrestleMania rides I think you and I have ever been on. Until we speak again later, stay safe. Love you. Bye.
That's all very depressing, isn't it? Let's end on a song.
Keith, 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 Keith! Ooh! Keith!
Oh, Keith!
What, Keith? Hey, don't you forget about Keith!
Won't you come see about Keith? I'll be with you, basking in all his glory.
Tell Keith your troubles and doubts. He'll give them a spirit bomb inside and out.
Man.
Keith Strong, just ask Adam Cole.
He threw him so hard, like he scored a field goal.
Ask Seth. Keith pulled him apart.
I tried to burn it down and Keithy made me shot.
Don't you forget about Keith. Don't you forget about Keith.
There Keith stands above me.
Look at him roar and SmackDown flee.
Reigns keeps falling down, down, down.
The big dog! Will you recognize Keith?
Limitless, shiny jacket.
Reigns keeps falling down, 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 down. Keith, 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 Keith! Ooh, Keith!
Oh my God, Keith, you're so sexy!
Okay!
Hey, Vince, don't try and pretend. It's our feeling Keith will win in the end.
Plus, Keith will file his expenses accurately and professionally.
Keith Lee.
Don't you forget about Keith. He'll be alone.
Except when he's with Dijakovic.
Monsters will tear you apart.
And Mia Yim, who lives in his heart, baby. Don't you forget about Keith. Don't you forget about Keith.
I said it, Keith, 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 Keith.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.